The failure of the Qantas International division to turn a profit has one analyst seething, and he's now advocating that the company be split in two, as Martin Cudahy reports.
Much like the land-based marsupial, the flying kangaroo flourishes at home in Australia, but overseas it's a different story. Neil Hansford is an airline consultant with Strategic Aviation Solutions.
The Qantas International business is just dragging Qantas down, and to lose $450 million, and they're all giving all the good news about when it might come good, but I don't believe it can come good in 3 years.
The chairman at the Kappa Centre for Aviation, Peter Harbison, says Qantas International's problems can be summed up in one word: geography.
They just cannot offer the frequency, they can't offer the range of routes, one stop that. And it's not just Emirates, it's not just the Gulf carriers, it's every carrier in Asia, and even some of the American carriers can provide better service over the US into a range of different places.
There's not only the geographical disadvantages, but Australian travellers are no longer loyal to their national carrier. Neil Hansford again.
As Australians, we're all saying how much we want it, but it's clearly we're not using it because only 17% of people who leave Australia are on Qantas.
So what do you think the company should do? What would be your advice?
I've held to the line now for some time is that Qantas needs to do a share split with two totally separate operating companies. Let them be a share split where the shareholders get one domestic share and one international share. And the domestic share would be like giving somebody gold. I wouldn't have thought that they'd be too excited about their international share.
Peter Harbison doesn't think the split is a good idea.
If you start splitting out the different ingredients in the airline, some of them work, some of them don't work. And to take out the international would really expose international totally separately and basically show it for what it is, a very weak competitor in the bigger global picture.
The Australian and International Pilots Association President, Captain Barry Jackson, agrees.
It might be a sound idea on paper. The problem is we've still got the Qantas Sale Act that has strict implications, and you can't mirror what Virgin's done because the Sale Act prevents 100% domestic carrier, such as Virgin Domestic is.
The union was particularly vocal during the industrial standoff last year. It remains angry that Qantas lost almost $200 million fighting unions in the past year.
If Qantas International is losing money, then they're not going to invest in that Qantas International with new fuel-efficient airplanes. How can they hope to turn it around?
Barry Jackson says if the company was to start spending money on a more fuel-efficient fleet, it would reap the benefits.
For a 777, for example, it burns roughly 60% of the fuel of a 747, carries roughly the same freight and carries roughly the same passengers. So when our biggest cost these days is fuel, then that's a significant cost benefit by having new technology and more fuel-efficient aircraft and engines.
Neil Hansford from Strategic Aviation Solutions is also questioning whether Qantas is making the right capital investments.
Qantas is continuing to spend money on geriatric 747s and 767s, which these are aircraft that are out of the fleets of airlines like Japan Airlines, and you've got a situation now where you're putting a lot of money into assets that really there's no end market for, no matter how good a Qantas interior is in it.
That's airline consultant Neil Hansford ending that report by Martin Cudahy.